From our Imams, the ninth Imam is the first, whose Imamat began at a very young age, about 8 or 9.
As-salamu alayka ya Abu Ja'far Muhammad ibn Ali al-Barrat-Tahir.
Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'm your host Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam was the ninth divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Messenger of Allah. And His Eminence Imam al-Jawad was also the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. We find that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam economized when it came to spending upon himself. He lived a rather ascetic, simple lifestyle. But His Eminence Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spent a great abundant amount of wealth on the poor and the needy people amongst the Muslims. And it is precisely because of this unequaled and unparalleled generosity that Imam al-Jawad has been called and titled Al-Jawad, the Generous. This surname was the most particular and famous surname of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, to the extent that he was well known and famous for it amongst the people.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the ninth divinely appointed Imam, the Immaculate and Infallible Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. We find, dear friends, that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam spoke with his companions, of course, about many different things. But one of the things that we find which is interesting throughout all of the divinely appointed immaculate and infallible imams, alayhim as-salam, is this idea that they spoke with things that were relevant to their time. So, meaning if a certain thing was an issue or a problem during their time, during their imamah, then of course they would talk about that and they would address that. It's not like the imams would address problems from the past, but they would ignore the problems of the present. Now, it is possible that they spoke about problems from the past, but never at the detriment or never at the cost of the problems of the present. And of course, we find that in some of the traditions, they have even spoken about the problems of the future, but again, never at the cost of not talking about the problems of the present, because it is the problems of the present that they need to address, that they need to correct, they need to rectify, and they need to reform. Now, as we had said in some previous programs, of course, the era of the father and the previously divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, faced an influx of different ideologies and philosophies and religious ideas and different sects of the Muslims. This was again handed down to Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Now, in this kind of a situation, you find that there's a lot of people that are doing a lot of talking. There's a lot of debating going on. There's a lot of, speaking going on. There's a lot of conversation, a lot of dialogue, and in many cases, a lot of arguments, a lot of fights. And of course, arguments and fights, if they increase to a political and governmental level, then it turns into killing and murder. And so in one of these conversations where these things about speaking and akhlaq and moral and ethical virtues and what one should do and what one shouldn't do were being spoken about, at one point Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, he says that the murder of man is between his two jaws. So we're talking about the top jaw and the bottom jaw. Those are the two jaws, right? The mandible in anatomy, as it is called. Now, what is in between these two jaws? Of course, it is the tongue. Now, the tongue is very well, it can be used as a weapon to defend Islam, and at the same time, it can be used as a weapon to attack Islam. It all depends upon the one who is wielding the sword, in this case, the one who is wielding the tongue. But in many cases, the murder of a human being is due to this tongue, which is in between the two jaws. Now, most of the time, the people of falsehood are not necessarily murdered because of what they are saying. Even though, yes, it is true, when you find some of the battles between truth and falsehood, falsehood is vanquished because it uses its tongue in order to promote propaganda and lies and deception and the like. But on the other hand, we also have many instances where speaking the truth has led to the murder of a human being. In our terms, to the shahada, the martyrdom of a human being. It is because of speaking the truth that many people in the world are ostracized, or they are tormented, they are tortured, they are punished, and of course they are killed. And so a very beautiful interpretation of a very beautiful tradition from Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam is that the murder of a human being is between their two jaws. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyarah text of Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam.
As-salamu alayka ayyuha an-nur as-safi. As-salamu alayka ayyuha al-badr al-talim.
Peace be upon you, O shining light. Peace be upon you, O rising full moon. Peace be upon you, O pure one from among the pure ones. Peace be upon you, O immaculate from among the immaculate ones. Peace be upon you, O pleased and pure. Peace be upon you, O Abu Ja'far, Muhammad, the son of Ali, the righteous, the pious, the faithful leader, and Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.